Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I extend my appreciation to the UNHCR for convening this important event and to the High Commissioner and his team for their comprehensive updates. The global displacement crisis has surpassed a historic milestone with over 120 million individuals forcibly displaced worldwide. Natural and man-made conflicts, disasters, poverty, and unemployment continue to force people from their homes, contributing to an unprecedented figure that reflects the increasing severity of conflicts and climate-induced crisis. The majority of displaced persons originate from the least developed nations, with the burden of hosting these populations overwhelmingly borne by countries in the global south. Iran continues to shoulder an immense responsibility as a major host country for refugees, with the number of arrivals exceeding the populations of many countries. Over 1 million Afghan nationals entered Iran in just the first half of 2024, compounding the long-term pressures on our infrastructure, economy, and social services. Despite these overwhelming challenges and minimal international support covering less than 5% of hosting costs, Iran provides critical services, including education, healthcare, and shelter, to refugees and undocumented migrants alike. The emergency situation in Afghanistan persists. Instability in our neighboring country has created a continuous flow of mixed migration involving refugees, asylum seekers, and economic migrants. This phenomenon will not diminish without comprehensive and collaborative international efforts to stabilize Afghanistan and support its reconstruction. We urge the global community to reinvigorate voluntary repatriation initiatives coupled with tangible measures to rebuild Afghanistan's infrastructure. Moreover, responsibility sharing must evolve beyond traditional financial aid models. The global refugee crisis demands innovative funding mechanisms such as blended finance, public-private partnership, and leveraging new financial instruments to ensure sustainable and impactful support for host countries. Such approaches can enhance the credibility and sufficiency of funding and reduce reliance on limited ad hoc contributions. The pledging conference is a critical opportunity to reaffirm our collective commitment to equitable responsibility sharing and innovative solutions to alleviate the burden on host countries. We must work together to address the root causes of displacement and prioritize durable solutions with voluntary repatriation as the preferred outcome. Stabilizing countries of origin and rebuilding infrastructure are essential to ensuring host nations can manage the burden while offering displaced populations hope for a secure and dignified future. I thank you.